This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and tenor Lawrence Brownlee. There is nothing better than live performance. Every single one of them is a unique moment unto itself. And the electricity, the in-the-moment relationship in live performance built between you and the performer, well, simply put, it cannot be beat. The Celebrity Series of Boston specializes in these kinds of intoxicating live performances, bringing nothing but the best to Boston's concert halls. Every year, they feature dozens of brilliant performers from all across the musical landscape, and among them, some of the world's top singers. Tonight, in live performance from NEC's Jordan Hall, it's one of the world's greatest tenors in a concert that includes the intimacy of art song, the pyrotechnics of bel canto opera, and the hope born of pain honesty of spirituals. Tenor Lawrence Brownlee, tonight on WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston. Well, if you'll forgive a car comparison, tenor Lawrence Brownlee's voice is akin to a Ferrari. Brilliantly balanced, agile, elegant, and powerful, with a sound that turns heads and draws a good dose of passion out of anyone who hears it. And when tenor Lawrence Brownlee is in town, his performances are can't-miss music. Chris Voss here with you tonight on WCRB in concert. Tenor Lawrence Brownlee live in performance at NEC's Jordan Hall with pianist Mira Huang, thanks to the Celebrity Series of Boston. Lawrence Brownlee is a very particular kind of singer. He's a so-called bel canto tenor, which is a designation for the agile bells and whistles pyrotechnic kind of singing that Donizetti and Rossini and Bellini called for in their operas of the early and mid-1800s. You'll hear what I mean in tonight's performance, I guarantee you that. Got a chance to talk to Lawrence Brownlee about bel canto singing before this concert and what makes him able to sing in this really highly specialized way.
Well, I grew up in the discipline of gospel music, and there's a lot of freedom, a lot of agility in that type of singing. So being in church and singing those spirituals or those charismatic songs, where your voice had the ability and the opportunity to move, because that's the way the music was written. That's something that I was right at home with. And so when I came over to classical music, and through working with my teacher and finding that I was a bel canto singer and, you know, someone who had the ability, I guess the affinity toward bel canto music, my voice seemed to fit right in, because the fast and florid music of Rossini was, you know, something that my voice took to really easily. So I guess my background in gospel helped me be a better bel canto singer.
Tenor Lawrence Brownlee in conversation with yours truly. You can hear that full conversation at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Later in this concert tonight, Lawrence Brownlee taps into that gospel tradition that got him started with a set of goosebump-inducing spirituals, including one dedicated to his young son, Caleb, who has autism. You'll also hear the piece that the audience is all here to hear him sing tonight, A Mes Amis, with its 9 high Cs, quintessential bel canto. But before we get to that tour de force, let's hear Lawrence Brownlee turn his finely tuned instrument inward to the intimate setting of love and heartbreak poems known as Schumann's Dichterliebe, or A Poet's Love, a set of 16 songs here in one of his first performances of this set live anywhere. Dichterliebe, live at Jordan Hall, with Lawrence Brownlee and Mira Huang on WCRB in concert.
Die Rose, die Lilie, die Taube, die Sonne, die liebe ich als alle Liebeswonne. Ich lieb sie nicht mehr, ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Heine. Dieselbe alle Liebewonne ist Rose und Lilie und Taube und Sonne. Ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Heine, die Heine. Ich will meine Seelen tauchen in den Kelch der Lilie hinein, die Lilie so klingen tauschen, ein Licht von der liebsten Wein, dass die so schauen und weben wie der Kuss von ihrem Mund. Oh.
Thank you.
ist ein Flöten und Geigen, Trompeten schmettern darein, Trompeten schmettern darein. Da tanzt vor den Hochzeitragen die Herz aller Liebste mein, die Herz aller Liebste mein. Das ist ein Klingen und Tränen, das ist ein Klingen und Tränen, ein Pauken und ein Schall mein. Dazwischen Schluchzen und Stöhnen, dazwischen Schluchzen und Stöhnen, hat eine andere Welt, der andere liebt eine andere und hat sich mit dieser vermählt. Das Mädchen nimmt aus ihr Geding erst den besten Mann, die Jüngling ist überlaufen, die Jüngling ist übel dran. Es ist eine alte Geschichte, doch bleibt sie immer noch. Und wenn sie just passiert, denk nicht das Herz entzwei. Ich wagte auf, nimmt ich Tränen, floss von der Wange herab. Ich hab im Traum Freund, du verließest mich. Ich wache auf und ich weinte noch lange bitterlich. Ich wachte auf und noch immer streift meine Tränen flott. Ich wacke auf und der Strauß ist fort und das Wort hab ich vergessen. Aus alten Märchen winkt es hervor mit weißer Hand, das Sehen des Sünderkindes von einem Zauberland, wo bunte Blumen blühen mit goldenem Abendlicht und lieblich duftend blühen mit bräuchlichem Gesicht. Und grüne Bäume singen nur alte Melodien, die lichtig heimlich klingen und Vögel schmelten. Rennen am jedem Blatt und Reis, und rotes Licht rennen im irren Kreis, und laute Quellen. brechen, aus welchem armen Schein, und seltsam in den Bächen, starrt dort der Widerschein. Ach, 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 könnt ich dorthin kommen, und dort mein Herz erfreun, und alle Qualen genommen, und frei.
Großen Sorgen.
Schumann's Dichte Liebe, live in performance at NEC's Jordan Hall in Boston with tenor Lawrence Brownlee and pianist Mira Huang and an energized and enthusiastic audience here on a special WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston. Every year, the Celebrity Series brings the world's best performers across genres to Boston for some really tantalizing performances. And this year, several singers are going to be part of that season, including the Boston recital debut of mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato on March 1st. That is another can't-miss performance. And there's also a program that's very much the opposite of the one we're hearing tonight by Lawrence Brownlee on February 1st. Low notes reign supreme, they say, when baritones Thomas Hampson and Luca Pizzaroni join forces for a concert titled No Tenors Allowed. For more on the entire Celebrity Series season, start by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, or you can follow me on Twitter at ChrisWCRB.